Happy to be joined right now by George Whitfield. He is a professional quarterback builder. You should know that name because this is the guy who worked with Cam Newton before he became the top overall pick of last year's draft. That's really, George, when a lot of us got to know you. And thanks again for taking the time to join us.
Vic, thanks for having me. This is exciting. I'm really excited to go on here with you guys.
And let's backtrack because really, George, you've been someone who's been involved with football and has been part of this for a while, but people just got to know you, and that's certainly when you and I met at last year's Combine as in Indianapolis. We were talking about Cam Newton, and you worked with him. He did the workout at the Combine, and obviously after the rest of it is at least short history. He gets the top overall pick by the Panthers and goes on to have an outstanding rookie year. But explain what a professional quarterback builder does.
I like to classify it as someone who works with quarterbacks to enhance everything they would basically do with a helmet on. You know, there are other people that'll make Cam faster and stronger. You know, there are other people that'll, you know, work on his, you know, flexibility and physical things of that sort. I work on their craft, and that's how they handle themselves on the field, from footwork to mechanics and fundamentals to how to read and react and respond to pressure circumstances and all the different, you know, impacts they're going to come up against on the football field. So, you know, different football concepts and all those things, that's what we work on. Their tool belt, you know, is fully loaded. So when they go out there, they have the full confidence to know that no matter what comes through, you know, that line, or no matter what comes through that other tunnel, I've got an answer for it. And that's pretty much how I would describe it.
And people should know that you're working with another quarterback who is earmarked to be the top overall pick of the draft, and that is Andrew Luck from Stanford. He is one of your students right now. Before we get into talking about Luck, I also want to just ask about your background, or tell our listeners about your background. You are based in San Diego, but just give us a little quick resume on your credentials.
Grew up in Massillon, Ohio. I was a Massillon Tiger for those people that are, you know, follow high school programs and high school sports. That was, I think, one of the top five towns on ESPN, title town. Rich, and a long line of Whitfields played before me, so I got to play there. Then I followed Coach Trussell to Youngstown State, where I was a Penguin. I graduated out of Tiffin University, and had a chance to have a long career at Tiffin, and held a couple records there up until some of these young guys started smashing them. And then I went from Tiffin University to working with Coach Ferentz at the University of Iowa. Spent a year there with that staff. Coach Bielema was there, now the head coach at Wisconsin. Coach Philbin was the offensive line coach, who's now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. They're just a rich staff there, and I got a great education. I left Iowa to actually go back and play. You know, I was 22 years old, and it didn't seem right that I was going to coach from 22 on, and I needed to get out and exercise, you know, the player in me. So I went on a long arena football jaunt, and some great experiences, some great towns, and met a lot of guys. And by the time I was done playing and lived that out, I was ready to coach. I don't think you can really coach until you've answered all the calls internally, that, you know, to be a player. And I think, you know, it frustrates some guys that didn't have that opportunity. Then they start coaching. I just don't know if they can, you know, it never seems like they really settle down. And I have no, you know, I never look at a football. I think, I wish I was throwing this in a game. When I do look at a football, I think, how can I get this ball to travel out of my students' hands better? And so I traveled throughout the arena set and landed in San Diego and got a great opportunity from Coach Cam Cameron, who I had known since I was 12.
Right.
He gave me a chance to come in and be an intern with the Chargers, and just a valuable experience. You know, I'm basically a rookie. It was Philip Rivers' rookie year, starting anyway. We're going through that transition. And I felt like a science teacher who was among some scientists. And I just learned the game at such an accelerated rate. and why the such small things mattered so much. You know, we'd spend a half hour just on the snap mechanics in OTAs, just on the snap. Watching Phillip put his hand underneath and taking a snap was a 30-minute process, but the Chargers had no fumbles that year. They had no center exchange problems, and it was awesome just to, you know, why they go so in-depth on all those things. And then I slowly started training quarterbacks and then got, you know, a couple opportunities to work with some young guys for the draft. My first guy was Hunter Cantwell out of Louisville. And, you know, hey, we hit the ground running, and that was a couple years back, 2009 draft, and now, you know, I'm fortunate to keep getting some opportunities like that.
Yeah, great, great opportunities. And I would imagine, George, that working with Cam Newton last year certainly drew a lot of attention to you and probably made it at least a little easier to have a guy like Andrew Luck sign up with you for this year.
It certainly has helped in a lot of ways. You know, with Cam, it was, and that's what you want. From my perspective, it's what you want. You know, if you feel that you're a mechanic, a surgeon, anyone that goes in and fixes or works on something, you want a challenge. You want a challenge. So you couldn't have gotten that better in Cam in terms, at least in perception. You know, he came out and people were just lining up to point out all these different physical aspects about him that they didn't think would transfer up. Some of them fair based on what they thought they were looking at. But once I was on the ground and had a chance to see him, first, he was a very gifted young guy. You know, everything matters to him. Cam's a type A personality.
Right.
He's a hard charger. And getting a chance to go with him through that process, it impacted him definitely, and it impacted me all the same. So, yeah, you certainly, it feels good, you know, for people to turn back and, you know, tip their hat to you and say, hey, solid job there with Cam Newton. And it just gives you another at-bat.
George Whitfield from Massillon, Ohio. He is a professional quarterback builder based now in San Diego, working with Andrew Luck, among your other students. Let's talk about Andrew, the projected top overall pick, as you join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There seems to be, obviously, the first contrast is there were more questions, as you said, about Newton, and it was more of a contentious period for him leading up to the draft, not sure what he was going to be able to do as a passer. With Luck, it seems more defined that he is a guy who people see as having those good qualities and mechanics. So what is it that you're doing with a guy like Luck where there are fewer questions for him, George?
He's still working. He's still working hard. He still has things that he wants to go out and put time in on. And I think whether you play in Stanford's offense or whether you play in Auburn's offense, there are still things at that level in general that these guys don't get exposed to at the NFL level. So be it the pace and the tempo of what their drops and their footwork have to be, some of the routes that they have to be able to do, a lot of those things still carry over. So, yes, Andrew played, you know, he had, you know, more games to play at Stanford and he had, you know, more continuity around him in terms of his college coaches. But he is still, you know, he's still, you know, learning and going after things just like Cam is. So, I've been kind of answering this question quite a bit. Even sharp blades can get sharper. You know, and I remember one reporter at the combine said, what could you possibly be out there doing with Andrew Luck? And I said, hey, Bruce Lee was still training. You know, even Bruce Lee was still working out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guys are, it's still, you know, he's still 21, 22 years old, and he's still going up against a, you know, a daunting jump, you know, on to the next level. So, and he's type A, just like Cam. Those guys don't want to settle. And they don't want to take. Yeah, that cool thing I learned from both these guys is Andrew doesn't want to take all the adulation you give him, and Cam's not going to accept all the limits you put on him. Both of those guys disconnect. They disconnect. They don't believe whatever it is, you know, they hear about themselves. They do not believe it. They don't subscribe to it. And from that standpoint, I think that's what makes these guys, not just great students, but it'll set them up to be great players.
One of the things that really jumped out at people, maybe the biggest surprise from the combine, was Andrew running that 4.640. Did that even surprise you, A, and B, how does it factor into the overall work you're doing with him?
I think had a great performance. He knew he was fast. He said it as much. He said, "Hey, I'm going to come out and, you know, I think do well." And you know, he told us that it back in Los Angeles, and I think it shocks people because I think there are, you know, whether they're pundits or scouts or analysts, who not too different from Cam, will not typecast him in a way. Hey, big kid, smart kid, very accurate. Classic pro set, pro style guy. He'll probably get you something, you know, in all the measurables, and he comes out and hits a home run. And you see Cam on the other side, this big, almost avatar type football player who ripped down the field against the SEC's biggest and best, and you know, collects every big award on his way into the NFL. And say, well, that was kind of get it and go offense. What's sure. he breed and how's he process? How dedicated is he? Does he really love the game? And then he hits a home run and people say, oh, so he really did have those things. So both of those guys, they knew what they were already because that's them. And I just think it's fun to watch kids go out there and do those sort of things and almost wish that the people wearing the suits on TV would do more observing and reporting than predicting and projecting.
Even though he's not a student of yours, are you fascinated with Robert Griffin III and all
absolutely.
That he brings?
Absolutely. And I think this is where Cam actually helped the draft. I think you're seeing Cam's impact on the draft. I think if Griffin came out a year before Cam, perhaps he might have been looked at as a project, as a long-term, you know, semi-risk. You know, I think when people looked at Cam as a risk, he at least played in the SEC, and they went undefeated through that. And he didn't have all these skill kids that RG3 had. But now you see a kid that comes out of Baylor, you know, he's just a wonderful talent. And people are stepping back and saying, hey, I guess you could have a kid come in, built more like a sports car, and still be a steady, dependable, you know, vehicle. It don't always have to be sedans. And I think that's what you're seeing with Griffin. This guy just blazed, you know, to 40, and he's a track guy, so fast guys run fast. But when you put a film on and you watch all the many types of throws he was able to do, set and reset his feet, I mean, the kid's, I mean, he's immensely talented. Immensely talented in terms of his craft, just playing quarterback, the position. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited about it.
George, we could talk with you all day. You are a fascinating guy to break down this quarterback position, and I really appreciate the time you've given us, and we will check in with you down the line.
My pleasure. Look forward to it, Vic. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. He is George Whitfield, professional quarterback builder from Massillon, Ohio, and now based in San Diego. And he travels the country as he's doing today. We're catching him between stops. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.